Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
We're so excited today on Connected to have back with us our special friend, evangelist, pastor, teacher, Bill Preston from Monongah, West Virginia. And of course, he is the associate pastor, Sharon, of Everlasting Covenant right there in Fairmont.
Good to have you with us, Brother Bill.
Always a joy to be with you.
I know your heart, and we'll come back and talk about this, but your heart is really, I can see, heavy for our nation, heavy for the believers, the church. And I have never seen a day. I've pastored, been in ministry for years, never seen a day where there's such a spirit of apathy that has overtaken many believers. Mm-hmm. I call them unbelieving Christians anymore. And we had better be sober and be vigilant because we are in the last hours of time.
Yes, we are. You know, the greatest war that will be fought at the end times will be over who is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And John the Baptist came to reveal who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
And I believe we need to take a good look at John the Baptist today, at his ministry, his life, his message. He came to reveal three things. First of all, he came to prepare the way of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 40, let me read that. And God is speaking to his people, and you know, you talk about what is happening in the hearts of God's people. And here's what God says to his people. Comfort ye. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished. Now, another word for warfare there is hard service. God has called us to rest, not to hard service.
That's right.
And our rest is in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Praise God.
But yet God's people are striving. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done. It's according to his mercy he saved us. He's the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
Jesus is everything.
Yes.
That her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. You'll notice he says every mountain will be made low. In other words, when Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom would be preached in all the earth as a witness, there's no power in heaven, earth, or hell that will stop that.
That's right.
Islam cannot stop the preaching of the word of God. Communism will not stop the preaching of the word of God. That word is going forth to the ends of the earth today.
Praise God.
That is the preparation that John the Baptist came. And we are modern-day John the Baptist.
That's right.
Now, he wasn't Elijah. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah with that anointing to declare the coming of the Lord. Now, secondly, he came to show the way. In verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That points us to the cross.
That's right.
That the cross
is
where our victory is.
Praise God.
Not the wooden beam, but by what Jesus did on that cross. He paid the sin debt.
Yes.
The cross is the place where man meets God and receives that cleansing flow of the blood, God's forgiveness.
Absolutely.
So when Jesus came that day at the Jordan River out there in the wilderness, you know, it's amazing that John preached in the wilderness. Here is a man that was dressed very strangely. He had a suit of camel's hair. Tim, you'd look good in a suit of camel's hair. And a leather girdle on. You'd look good in a...
Watch out.
But all the people came out to him.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't go to the temple to hear from God. Mm-hmm. They came out in the wilderness. Why? Because that's where God was moving.
That's right.
That's where they went out to see this man of prayer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This man that had an anointing upon his life. This man that had a message from God. And he was out there baptizing. And he looked up and he saw Jesus coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, God sent me to baptize. And he said, God said to me, when you see the Spirit of God coming in the form of a dove and lighting upon this one and remaining,
yes,
this one will be the Messiah.
Praise God.
And he looked up and he saw Jesus coming. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
Praise God.
So he showed the way. Mm-hmm. That should be the church's message today,
yeah,
to point people to the cross, the shed blood, the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
Yes, praise God.
But he had a third phase of his ministry. And we read there in verse 35, again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped following John.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I must decrease, he must increase.
Yes.
So the third phase of his ministry, he got out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And we must get out of the way and let Jesus do what only Jesus can do.
Praise God.
Yes.
We must be led by the Holy Spirit, because only he can save a soul.
Amen.
Only he can heal the sick.
Yes.
Only he can do miracles. And praise God, he is doing it today.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. And we will be back.
Breathing with breath is given us at the end of life. its knees, looking across the widest canyon, or swim the deepest seas. When it believes,
when it believes,
love can walk away.
Love is strong enough to keep breathing when breath is given love.
Sharon, we're back with our special guest, evangelist, pastor, Bill Preston, an awesome teacher as well, as you can see. He has been sharing the word of God about John the Baptist. I like what you said there, how John was a preacher of righteousness, and he preached in the wilderness. And of course, Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So John decreased, and then Jesus increased. And when he increased through, the Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so it's continually increasing every day through the preaching of the word of God. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, penned these words down in 1 Corinthians 1:17, Bill. He said, and you know the scripture, he said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And he says, not with words of wisdom, lest, or for the fear of, the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Praise God, yes.
Now, give us those 3 points. What were those 3 points?
First of all, he prepared the way.
He prepared the way.
He was the voice.
Yeah.
Declaring the coming of the Messiah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then he showed the way.
Yes.
As the Spirit of God moved him and revealed to him who the Messiah would be, he said,
God.
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Mm-mm.
And then when the disciples heard Jesus speak, John stepped aside and they began to follow Jesus.
Mm.
John got out of the way so that Jesus could do what only God can do.
Praise
in people's
God.
Lives.
I
Praise
think that's
God.
Where we are today.
Yes.
Our mission is to show people the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when God begins to move, get out of the way and let God have full reign.
There's so many needs out there right now, Bill. The prayer requests come in, what we call snail mail at P.O. Box 540 Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Every day, a flood of prayer requests comes in. People are sick in their body, cancer, diabetes, thyroid conditions, people suffering from a spirit of insomnia and can't sleep at night because of the things of this world. The Bible says, Sharon, that men's hearts are failing them in these last days because of fear and what's about to come upon them. What would you say to those that are listening?
I would say, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is at hand. Jesus is an on-time God.
Mm.
The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Mm. Another translation says, in the nick of time.
Praise God.
God will be there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we will be right back going to the Lord in prayer.
You're the only one to blame for this. So how it all ends up the same, soaring on the wings of selfish pride, flew too high, like Icarus I collide. When the world I've tried so hard to leave behind, to rid myself of all but love, to give and die. Turn away and not become, Another nail to pierce the skin of one who loved more deeply than the oceans, more abundant than the tears of a world embracing every heartache. And can I be the one to sacrifice or grip the spear and watch the blood and water flow? Take my world apart. I am on my knees. Take my world apart. Broken on my knees. I said and done, I stand alone. Remains of a life I should not own. It takes all I am to believe in the mercy that covers me. And did you really have to die for me? All I am for all you are, 'cause what I cross, getting what my life has cost. Wipe away the crimson stains, all the nails that still remain. One more I need you now, more and more each passing hour. Balance between grace and pride, give up not so long ago. Steal my heart, take the pain, wash my feet and cleanse my pride. Take the selfish, take the weak, all the things I cannot hide. Take my beauty, take my tears, sin so time make it good. Take my world, all the fire. Take it now and serve the ones that I despise. Speak the words I can't deny. Watch the world I used to love fall to dust and blow away. I look beyond the empty cross, forgetting what lost and wiped away the crimson stains. Joe and Dale still remain. Take my beauty, take my tears, sin so tired, make me yours. All the things I cannot hide. Take my beauty, take my tears, take my world apart. Yeah, take my world apart. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. We love you, Pennsylvania. God bless you.
We just mentioned a moment ago before we broke for a song that we're going to be going to the Lord in prayer, prayer requests coming in every day. And, you know, the Bible says that he that cometh unto me, I would in no wise cast out. And I'm thrilled that we have this opportunity to take these prayer requests before the throne of grace. For those that are listening, sickness in their bodies, people that don't know Jesus Christ, I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying there's a woman by the name of Ellen who is suffering from a substance abuse problem. Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now. Just receive your healing, salvation, and deliverance in Jesus'
name.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just take us to the Lord in prayer and pray for God's people, my pastor.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence boldly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, you're an on-time God, and today is the day. Today is the day for that person hearing my voice to receive that healing, to receive life, and I speak life and goodness to them right now in Jesus' name. I declare and I decree healing.
Mm-hmm.
I pray the resurrection power of Jesus Christ would flow through these airwaves into their home, into their car, into that hospital, into their body, quickening them, raising them up. Be whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
For your love.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Lord, we just glorify you and thank you that nothing is too hard for you, that you are a healing Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father, I just pray for your people, Lord, that the Word of God would dwell richly in their heart.
Yes.
And, Father, that faith would come alive in the name of the Lord.
That's right. Lord, your Word declares in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Which you know not. Now that tells me, God, that you're lifting the lid, the veil off, and you're showing us new revelation of things we previously did not have understanding about. And of course, that is in your word and in your word only. Thank you for the revelation of your word. The letter may kill, but the Spirit gives life today. Healing, don't let the enemies rob you of your joy. Healing belongs to you.
Yes.
It was provided for you, the listener, through the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive it by faith right now as a point of contact through the law of contact and transmission over these airwaves. You are healed right now. Begin to lift your hands up and praise his holy name.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on today's edition of Connected. And again, your program comes on Saturday mornings, The Anchor Holds.
Yes, 11:15.
And it's an awesome program. I come on right before that at 10:45. Faith is
That's
now.
Where I had that 45
so
in my
they
brain.
Get, they get the double dose of us.
Awesome. God. Well, Saturdays is a good day to listen to He's Alive. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at heesalive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.